Never done. You guys know that. You know us. We're always looking to upgrade the team any way we can. You know, today was an important day, just with the if you do waive somebody in order to be playoff eligible, if they sign with another team, that has to be done by today. So that's one of the reasons we let Slavik go today, and you know, we'd like to thank him for his contributions through the first two-thirds of the season. We signed Shavlik Randolph, and he had a great practice today. Coach Swangabardi there and I, actually, we had him last year in Boston with the Celtics toward the end of the year, and he played very well down the stretch for us. I think he'll help us with his ability to rebound the ball, his ability to make plays out of the low post, and he's just another high-character guy who'll fit right in with our locker room.
With, a lot of these former Boston guys, you're giving them second chances, maybe even third chances. I've lost count at this point, but is there a common pattern as far as character that comes into play here?
Well, it might come as a surprise, but I do watch games other than Celtics games, or all Celtics games, you know, I swear. But, I'd say there was a certain level of comfort that I had, or that we had as a group with those guys, you know, with Gerald Green and Leandro Barbosa and Shavlik Randolph. Gerald, we had a long time ago in Boston, but Leandro and Shavlik we just had last year, and we thought they played well for us. And it's, you know, it's good to see LB back and healthy, you know, recovered from the ACL, and you look good out there in practice today. So, it's not something that we intentionally do. It's just, you know, I think if it's close, or if it's kind of a tiebreaker, if you know a guy, you're comfortable with him. A lot of the things we run here, especially on the defensive end, are similar to what we did in Boston. So we feel like there'd be less of an integration period with a guy like Leandro or Shavlik coming in mid-season. That they know a lot of the same terms and principles defensively, and that helps with the adjustment period.
From what Shavlik and Jeff were saying, it sounds like he does a lot of different things, but it's all founded on energy. Is that kind of thing, do you think he'll have a contagious effect on the team in that regard?
I hope so. I feel like our energy's been good as a team pretty much throughout the year. Nobody's perfect, but I think we've done a good job of playing with energy on almost every night. Shavlik's a guy who, whatever his role is, he will play to the best of his ability. So he's a guy who's not going to be disruptive, you know, if he doesn't play that much. But when he does get in, like I said, he'll rebound, he'll run the floor, he'll die for loose balls. He's a team guy. He's a very unselfish, high-character guy. And we feel like that fits right in with the rest of our group.
With Alex, he seems to do some things on the defensive side that might be able to help you guys out a little bit right now. Is there an organizational philosophy in place with how you kind of want his minutes distributed this year?
Not really. You know, we like him to play as much as he can, but just, within the context of helping the team win games. And, if Jeff thinks he can do that, he will play. I agree with you. I think, you know, for a young guy especially, he has good defensive fundamentals and a good feel for where to be. He moves pretty well. He's starting to move better than he did at the beginning of the year, coming off the double ankle surgery. So he's progressing well. This move was more to solidify our depth. As you guys know, you get to the playoffs, especially you're playing against a big physical team, that might get you guys in foul trouble. Or you have to be prepared for every scenario, I guess is the best way to put it. And, we need to use all 15 of our available spots to make sure we have depth in case of foul trouble or injury or whatever. And doing this, making this move for Shavlik, we think enhances our depth. But Alex has played well, and you guys just see him walk by here. He's the last guy off the practice floor once again. He's working his tail off, and we're happy with his progress.
I think there's an underlying tone with Eric that you guys are really happy with how things have transpired as far as his recovery. Is that true? And what played out so well to where you got it just feels like there's an undercurrent of optimism.
Mm-hmm. He said the knee feels very good structurally. Haven't been any issues with it. He's recovered well every time he's pushed himself a little bit harder. To the point now where he did some 2-on-2, some 3-on-3 earlier this week. Responded well to that. So today we primarily did 5-on-5, got up and down and scrimmaged full court. And, he played a good amount of minutes in a short period of time, without a break. So I think that helps with his conditioning. Be interested to see how he responds tomorrow. He's responded great so far, just in terms of, no pain, no swelling, anything like that. And If that continues to be the case, we'll gradually ramp up his minutes and try to get him into game-like situations as much as we can. Obviously, that's difficult to do, especially given our schedule where we don't really have any extended breaks. But he's done well. I mean, you still see the explosiveness. You see the burst, the ability to get by his guy and create separation and finish at the rim. I heard Jeff say that he hits guys with passes that I think they've haven't been expecting with him out of the lineup. So that'll be an adjustment for our big guys, especially just to be ready. But obviously, it'll help us. And we're optimistic. He's making really good progress.
With Alex, have you guys done any research into what the best amount of minutes to play for development going forward for long term?
Specifically, no. I'd say as many as you can without, if Jeff gets to a point where he thinks it will hurt the team, obviously wouldn't play him then. But, he's done a nice job for us when he's been in there. He's rebounded at a high level. He can test shots. He's moving his feet better and better on pick and rolls. With him and Archie, those two guys, we'll play him as much as we can. We sent Archie down to the D League for 5 games to get him some minutes down there. Every game's important. I think we do go small a lot, especially to finish games with Markeith and Channing at the 4 and the 5. So we'll just, try to work Alex and Archie and those guys in where we can. But, at this point, you guys know the standings and how tight it is, for those last few playoff spots in the West. So every game's important. So that's really a coach's decision, as to who gets the minutes.